The most obvious advice is be covered. Hats, gloves, scarves, boots. Make sure one's whole body is protected from the elements. Today's wind chills raise the risk of hypothermia and frostbite. Dr. Gail Burstein, Erie County's health commissioner, says listen to your body and recognize the warning signs.
You know, somebody who is shivering, like, you know, very heavily, it looks like they may be having a seizure or tremors, or somebody who has been exposed to the cold for a while and now they're very fatigued or they're confused, they're dizzy, you know, that could be a sign of hypothermia, especially if their skin feels cold.
Pets, children, and seniors are more at risk. While pets may have fur, they may suffer tissue damage through exposure to their paws and noses. Young children may not recognize the signs nor communicate feelings of severe cold to their parents. Seniors, Burstein says, might not detect frostbite as quickly and could become confused in stormy weather. If you've been exposed and need to warm up a body extremity, Burstein says do it gradually.
Your nervous system, you know, your nerves are not working properly if the hands and the fingers, the nerves and the blood vessels have been shut down because of the cold. So really the best approach to warming is using lukewarm temperatures just of water, just, you know, that it's warm to touch but not very hot.
Following yesterday's lake effect snow, many who are digging out driveways and sidewalks will do it the old-fashioned way, by shovel. Burstein says perspiration speeds up heat loss, so if you need to shovel or do any other physical activities, it's best to dress in layers and remove them as needed to stay dry. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.